spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Boys and girls, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good to have you all here. Sorry for being a few minutes late here. If you're joining us live, dlive.tv/RedIceTV. You can also tune in, of course, at vk.com/RedIceTV and redice.tv/live. I think, then we have Entropy Stream as well. We'll give out that URL here in a little bit. Hope you're all doing well. Good to be back with you guys. Friday again, September 11th, of all things, 19 years ago. Is it like 20, 21, you're allowed to drink or something like that in America? Is that the age?
Mm-hmm, 20.
Basically, the lie 21. can now go have a drink. That's that's how bad it is. All right, Lana's over there.
Hey, well, actually, no, because if it's 19 years ago, right?
I'm saying 21. Roughly.
It's approaching. In Europe, of course, it's 18, right? But you can't drive till you're 18 either.
My point is, it can now drive.
Yeah, of course.
It can almost drink, right?
Do you remember where you were?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
I remember clearly, too. Good old Los Angeles.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The drama, the whole film business shut down, and all the emotions were flying, and remember it.
There you go. Yeah, so maybe then, maybe in contradiction to the clip that we have chosen in the intro where G. Edward Griffin talks about, it doesn't invalidate the fact that you should always use the truth in your favor. You should always expose the lie, and that is a far more superior weapon, but that doesn't guarantee that the truth wins.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that know something's amiss, though, and I think even increasingly so.
Oh, 9/11
is
a huge one. I mean, that's
but
the,
it's still not like in the
ultimate conspiracy.
It's still not in the
truth,
history books. The big ones, JFK and 9/11, all of their, they're not in the history books, right?
But it is interesting.
But maybe one day.
That one really set a lot of people off on to the path of exploring deeper. And if this is a lie, what else is a lie, right? Because I know it happened for you that way. And you did a lot of shows on 9/11, the truther scene back then, right?
Yeah, and it's also kind of a lesson, actually, the truther scene. Because, this is the early days of the internet. I remember watching, a clip in like, not even 360, it must have been 240, like pixelated blocks. Is that a... What the fuck is that flying into the Pentagon? Is that a plane? What is that?
Nah.
And I remember too that it was one of the first like gay ops by the government when it comes to those kinds of communities online.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cass Sunstein and some of these people who were like they injected their poison into those communities
and
groups.
The infighting over the conspiracies,
the drama, the no planes versus planes, and it's like. And all of those are the hows of these things. It's always an important discussion to be had, and it should be had. But the most important thing for me is who did it and who benefits from it, right?
Yeah.
That's the most important question. And then you can fight or argue over it was directed energy beams from space or somewhere or wherever, You can sort that out later. But yeah,
and
anyway.
We are 19 years later, just thinking about the Patriot Act and all that, and how it's affected people like us when it comes to dealing with bankers. 19 years later, who would have thought?
Again,
that the Patriot Act
would have just limited a lot
of our freedoms.
All of these things, and I remember even Alex Jones, to his credit regarding that, talked about this way. He called it white Al Qaeda. He said that the mechanisms of tyranny that they're building now. bureaucracy-wise and the government institutions, like the, you know, maybe like Department of Homeland Security was set up after 9/11. Mm-hmm. Look now how there's being used against so-called white supremacists. You have gophers and frauds on the inside of DHS that's releasing reports to the media, working with the media, like the Kevin McAleenan guy, some of these people. And then the media picks up on the
guy declares that white supremacy is the biggest terrorist
security
threat.
Says, yeah. You know, and then
one guy.
They get all that. So look at it. Look at the machine, right? That was like the white Al Qaeda. That was a term in when was that? It must have been 2006 or 7 or something like that. Maybe a year earlier, maybe later. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's come to fruition in many regards, right? But yeah, so there's a lot that could be said about that. I thought we could reminisce a little bit, look at a couple of good old clips about that. I just wanted to give a couple of shout outs here first before we dive in. And of course, if you do want to join us today, ladies and gentlemen, super chats, dlive.tv/redicetv, of course, majority of audience joining us over there. But I know that people also watch through VK, through our website, and through Entropy Stream as well. That link is up and running, entropystream.live/redicetv. We'll keep an eye on that here during the show as well. I guess what else? I guess shout out to a couple of people hosting. So the Radford Tortoise hosting. Thank you so much, man. Good to see you. Thank you for hosting. VPFM is also hosting. Thank you for that. And a couple of people resubbed for a month over on DLive. Appreciate that. Let me do these super chats here over on DLive real quick, and then we'll dive in some of the good old clips here from 9/11. Spectra Lucens, I think it is, with a diamond. Lord Aragon with the diamond says F for the fallen and deport then Omar. I guess it is F for the fallen and deport then Omar. If that's a spelling error, but thank you for that, Lord Aragon. Arian, redicemembers.com, he writes. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for the plug. Check out the members' website right up there on screen. Exclusive stuff. Members show on Sundays, Weekend Warrior, second hour, most hours, and also other exclusive videos for you guys. Thank you, Arian. Appreciate that. A little plug. Mr. Wright with 1, 2, 3 diamonds in a row. Good to see you, Mr. Wright. Hope you're doing well. CSS Hunley with a diamond. Thank you. No message. And then again, one from Mr. Wright and followed up with a Ninja Guinea. From Mr. Wright, rather. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Good to see you here. 41BMC with the diamond says, Friday, hails to Red Ice. I can't believe how quick this week flew by.
Man, it's just crazy.
Huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. We've been doing a lot of painting, too, by the way.
Yeah.
painting.
Well, we've having fixed
dreams.
Up some stuff.
I was having dreams. I was painting baseboards last night.
We're actually reshuffling quite a bit in the studio.
Yeah.
And I can actually see right now that blue light below your desk is like hitting your eyes.
Don't.
So
bring attention
you
to it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't
it is
lean
right
back
in my
too
eye.
Much.
Here,
that's
I have to go
I'll move that later. There you go. Block it out. We moved around.
I'm really an alien.
We'll see a little further, you know, a little more back, further back shot. I think that's better. Bigger frame, right? I think we have that for you too. Slightly back, you know, more green screen covering the whole thing. Anyway, gay stuff. What are we talking about here? So Homeland sounds a diamond as well. It says, howdy. Howdy, Homeland. Thank you for the support. Good to see you here. I think Homeland is number one in support on DLive, both. Mm. I think both for all times and also, let me see here. Let's check that. This month, top contributors. Oh, I thought I could click. Can I click that? Change that? I thought I could click the timeline. Change that. Oh, all time. All time is Purus, actually. Purus 777. And Homeland, I say, for this month, I think it is. So thank you to you guys. That's very kind of you. Thank you. All right. Let me do these couple of ones here, too. Conrad Kurz, good to see you as well. He sends a diamond. Hard to believe it's almost 20 years ago already. I know, it's nuts, isn't it? Millennial Honky with a Ninja Guinea. Says, hail Red Ice TV. Thank you so much for that. Conrad Kurz again with the diamonds that sadly most seem to have forgotten. Yeah, I guess they do in a way, but of course we're living in the world of the consequences of that. Of that false flag.
Some of you watching were probably in diapers when it happened. It did occur
That's
to me.
Absolutely possible, of course. Epstein's butler, how about that, with a diamond. Thank you. Black Phillip with a diamond. Good to see as well. Black Phillip says, there have been zero U.S. jet crashes since 9/11. Well, there you go. There's also been a lot of other zero things that happened that day that only miraculously happened on that day, right?
Yeah.
RoboThink with a little link, I think it is. I have to check that out later, man, in case that's something. But I'll save the link. Thank you for that, RoboThink. Tugreiseren, I think it is. I think that's Norwegian. With a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. A little peace sign as a chat there. Thank you. 41 BMC with a diamond. No message. Robo think again with the diamond. Says, hope the link works. Funny, angry, goy music video. Okay, we might be able to end with that one. I'll pull it up and hopefully I'll remember. Thank you, RoboThink, for that. All right, so how about this one then? Well, no more news. Adam Green, he tweeted out a couple of good things today. 2 minute little introductory clip. Let's check it out. A reminder here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about.
4x4 instead of popping out.
It was like as if they had detonated. If they were planning to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down. I was watching it and we're on it. 4x4 instead of popping out.
It was like as if they had detonated. If they were planning to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down.
All of a sudden, it was like bang, 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 like bullet shots.
I saw from the corner, boom, 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 boom. Just like 20 straight hits just went down. And as the bombs were going, people just started running. And I sat there and watched a few of them explode. And then I just turned around and I just started running for my life because at that point, World Trade Center was coming right down. From the corner, boom, 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 boom. The whole building just went. And as the bombs were going, people just started running, and I sat there and watched a few of them explode.
What about the
bombs?
What about these dumb, ignorant people? They think there were bombs in the building. Just like
so many witnesses.
The first witnesses that everyone interviewed, everyone said the same thing virtually. Yeah, and then they started kind of, you know, what people kind of has exposed, if you will, as like. Plants essentially in the media that said, oh, this happened and I saw this and I did this and well, that didn't happen, you know, and stuff.
And then people think, but how could a government do that to their own people?
Yeah,
come
on,
U.S. government? Come on, they do all kinds of dirty, nefarious stuff.
Enjoy the music.
Only way that a building can accelerate as it collapses is by having pre-engineered, precisely timed, and precisely placed explosives. In other words, controlled demolition.
Liar! Mm-hmm. You're a conspiracy theorist! Mm-hmm. I think we could play... How about William Rodriguez? That was kind of interesting. The last man out on 9/11 tells his tale. Let's listen to this
one. I worked in the building for 20 years. I was the person in charge of all the stairwells of the North Tower. And on 9/11, I had the only master key that opened the doors that rescued people. This is the master key. They call it the key of hope. And basically, I was a janitor. Like I said, on that day, there was an explosion on the basement. And this is prior to the building got hit by the plane. And then the plane hit, and then there was a series of explosions afterwards. And a person comes running into the office saying, explosion, explosion, explosion. His skin was pulled all from his armpits all the way to the top of the fingertips and pieces missing off his face. And then it was total chaos. I started putting people outside the building and went back inside three times, basically rescuing people from the basement. And then at the third time, I just went with the master key and I started opening the doors for the fire department so they could actually help people to escape from the stairwells. What a surprise. I was one of the person that testified for the 9/11 commission, and my testimony doesn't appear on the final report.
Of course it doesn't.
I can talk to you until 11 o'clock tonight when we go off the air, but we unfortunately have to wrap it up. So will you be going into politics, or are you just here? I think people
wonder where this guy is now,
wondering. You're just here because you'd like to share your story.
Basically, what I'm doing is telling the people what really happened on 9/11, because there's a lot of disinformation about what happened.
Right.
And number two, because we wanted to call people to do an outreach for the victims that are still suffering. The first responders, as you know, are still dying. We're talking about 60,000 people dying.
No Supreme.
All right, let me pause. Okay. Now it was this one. I think we can skip this one. This is also now.
I received the call shortly.
Yeah, Barry
first plane hit.
Emergency coordinator. I thought we could play this one. Obviously, Building 7, big one. And then we have a little segment on the potential whodunit as well, of course, and to what benefit. Because think about it. I mean, we're talking about an event which started all these wars in the Middle East. Of course, this has in line led to mass waves of migration into Europe, into the West, and all these kinds of things. And of course, nothing just stands in isolation and happen. All these things are interwoven, right? We kind of have the Greater Israel Project, many theorize, kind of weaved into this at the same time. a lot of Israel's traditional enemies was, of course, countries that America went to war with after after that. Iraq, despite having nothing to do with 9/11, officially recognized. I mean, they do at least talk kind of about the Saudi connection right now, but most times the Israeli connection is completely hands off. Although there were reports early on, I think it was ABC News, even Fox did a couple of segments on it. The Danzig Israelis and stuff. We'll do a little clip on that too here. But here's regarding Building 7, which of course is a big giveaway, because why the hell would this building collapse? And they have tried to argue, well, there were fires in the building, and say none of that shit holds up, right? Anyway, let's check this out here.
That day, and when I saw Building 7 come down, to me,
it fell within 7 seconds approximately from top to bottom.
Yes.
This building was built in the mid-80s and met all the codes at the time.
The fact that it looks like...
It's basically... Okay, getting a little buffer here on Twitter. It's basically where people talk about that's where the operation was run out of. There was a number of intelligence, floors where you had intelligence services and all that kind of stuff. They had set things up and run it from there. And then essentially they took out their own command central afterwards,
exactly.
Right? Executed the operation, then covered that up kind of thing. Let's see if this buffers here or not.
Like a perfect controlled demolition of an intact building.
Boom. Great job.
I mean, that's what I call a smoking gun.
Explosives are used to demolish buildings like this in just seconds. Okay, so it's a controlled demolition. What's the problem with that? Well, it happened on the afternoon of 9/11 at the World Trade Center.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building, and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that.
He takes his hand off, and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. It looked like it had been done by a demolition crew.
Incredible. Look at that.
It's just a sinkhole, okay? It just fell in a sinkhole.
Yeah?
They built it on a sinkhole.
Yeah. Incredible. Huh? Let me do a couple of these here. Connor Kerr says, I was a school senior year. I remember the second hit, he says. evolutionist Jesus with a Ninjagini, thank you, says, I made structural steel pieces for a living and believe 9/11 was controlled demolition by Israeli intel. Connor Kerr again with a diamond says, when will the truth ever come out? I mean, it is already out. It's just about... getting it
mainstream, which it rarely goes mainstream.
Again, I mean, it depends on. There's a lot of layers to that. You're saying from soup to nuts regarding the exact thing about the whole thing about who was involved, exactly how, or blah blah. Probably not, but more or less, we have some kind of idea. We know at least that the official version doesn't hold up, right? Mm. And a lot of people believe the official version still. But if you can get, it's interesting to get it to a critical mass, essentially, where people are like, okay, we know that this is the official story, but that's bullshit. This is lies.
And there was happening, and that's why they're banning and scrubbing all that stuff off trying on the internet, especially YouTube, right? A lot of these clips you can't find anymore there.
Yeah. And again, some of the earliest, YouTube wasn't around then. I think, when did YouTube pop? 2006 or 2007 or something like that?
A little later, yeah.
But a lot of the early content on those platforms was like, people sitting at home on compilation of footage and, speculating and theories and stuff.
Alternative stuff
of course,
in the early
days
of YouTube.
Absolutely. That was the fun stuff. Yeah. Other services too. All right, let's check out this one regarding the dancing Israelis here. A good one.
I grabbed my binoculars and I could see the towers from my window. And this is where I'm looking. And all of a sudden, down there, I see this van park, and I see three guys on top of the van, and I could see that they were like happy, they didn't look shocked to me, they didn't look shocked. I thought it was very strange.
Amazingly enough, we have found the moving company where the five Israelis worked.
Was this building being used as a front for some kind of Israeli intelligence operation that possibly was doing surveillance on the Arab American community? Were there men celebrating or slapping fives or whatever?
We had received an all points bulletin, and I just happened to see the van and, you know, hollered over to my lieutenant. You know, I think that could be the van. We checked it out, and it was. You know, we were all on edge, obviously, so I really wasn't looking to make friends with these people, and neither were the officers that I were with. Once we started talking to them, you know, they were pretty much like, hey, you know, we're not against you, we're with you.
Of course. And here they are, doing a TV show a couple of days later, a month later.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
All right.
Well, that doesn't explain why you were happy.
So you knew it was happening then. That's the admission there, obviously. That the
Israelis were detained for 10 weeks and finally deported on immigration violations after the FBI cleared them of any involvement in 9/11.
Of course they did. I cleared them.
The thing that makes Judaism dangerous.
All right, so that's
that's all clear.
Lucky Larry, right? Lucky Larry.
Next thing you know, we've got the designs of a building. And the first design meeting was in April of 2000. And construction began
shortly thereafter
in 2002. And we went to finance the building with Liberty Bonds, construction bonds from the Liberty Bond program that was initiated by the federal government to enable us to rebuild the Trade Center. But it still required insurance company bonds, insurance company payments under the policies. And so, next thing you know, this building was under full construction.
And, you know, these guys, he got two claims, right, on the day of. He had taken out insurance recently. Mm-hmm. His whole deal with the Port Authority, all these right people try to take over that or be the head. There's this whole drama leading up to this point, too. And remember, even back in 93, there was a bombing in one of the World Trade Center buildings as well. But yeah, so that's some of that. What else is it? There was a couple of... there was a couple of tweets from Andrew John Gage here too regarding that. But here's the Google the Dancing Israelis, right? Urban Moving Company. That was one of the giveaways. And of course, that I didn't follow it too closely, but they finally released this on the FOIA, I believe. But they cut out the faces of them so you couldn't see them. And, you know, it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Uber Groiper with a Ninjagini says, if 9/11 happened today, BLM and Antifa would be cheering. I think that's true. They destroy America. But ironically, then they're not called then white Al-Qaeda, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least Antifa would be, but maybe not BLM. That would be a little hard. White Al-Qaeda, black Al-Qaeda. How about that? Roar with a diamond says, Ry Dawson says it collapses because of the fire. Oh, does it? Yeah, I think he had a different take on that than most people in the conspiracy world regarding 7, I think. The gardener with a diamond, it was a ritual sacrifice. Never forget. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things in it.
It was pretty morbid. The people jumping off the building.
Oh,
and everything.
Yeah, there's some weird.
That was.
I don't know. Something is weird with that. The way that they were jumping off, and I mean, it could just be attributed to like the fires internally, and it was so hot that they had to jump. It was just but I don't know. This date-wise, there's a lot of interesting like occult things.
They do love their big sacrifices.
You know? Yeah,
don't
I mean
they
do. It's just it's reality.
Nothing new.
They strike, when the planets align. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's when they do this kind of shit.
And there were certain people that were kind of tipped off.
One third of the building. All the Israeli companies, those who did like ICQ, I forget what they were called, Odeo or Oidigo or something. Those people were in the office that day.
Yeah, when I was working for Martin Landau, who deceased now, the actor, and it was actually one of the producers in this production company. He had his meeting canceled that day. He said, my meeting was canceled. Sold, so I'm not going out of town, and then it happened. So it's
a lot of people were told, stay
away. Yeah.
There's so much to this. It's incredible the stuff that came out over the years, and people who new things, and politicians that were warned. I forget which, there was a whole drama about that for a while. They've been told not to go out that day, or don't leave your home, or, you know, a lot of stuff like that. H.P. Lovecraft's Cat with a Diamonds is Everything close today except Dancing Israeli Bar. Well, there you go. Sign Wolf with a Ninjikini. Thank you, Sign Wolf. He says, in 2020, they are doing a controlled demolition of white America. Well, there you go.
Sure are.
Can't deny that. The Last Red Squirrels with a Diamond. Rip All Those Murdered on USS Liberty. Yep, indeed. And we covered that many times, too. Incredible. It's incredible how much, if any other country would have done the kinds of things that Israel has done to America, it would be that America would be at perpetual war with this nation, essentially. Yeah. This is hands off. It's incredible. That's anti-Semitic. Oh, okay, hands off then. We can't say anything then. You know, it's amazing.
They don't have any power whatsoever.
No, of course not. Roar with a Diamond says German insurance companies had to pay. Is that a continuation on that, maybe? Or just had to pay regarding... just in general, maybe? Anyway, thank you, Roar. Fledgling with a Diamond says, have you seen the Israeli art student 9/11 connection? I have not. I vaguely... so it sounds familiar, but I have not looked into it in detail. I would have to do it. So thank you for the tip, Fledgling. I appreciate that. Okay, let me see here. Is there any others, Lana? Let me check entropy real quick. There are a couple of entropy here too. Let me do these. Meme curatives will save us. For three, says the poetry section on Alternative Voices portal. Snow Shadow, if you're listening, you're greatly loved and missed. P.S. Do you read comments/questions from the questions widgets on the left on entropy? Yeah, sometimes we do. Yeah, I try to always try to keep an eye on it, but we try to do that for sure. Thank you, Meme Curatives. And there's another one from Meme Curatives as well for five. Please check the uniquely intelligent and powerful moving video of Snow Shadow. Sorry, mispronounced that. She's had her channel hidden for a while. Okay, I think she got pissed off by people. But many of them are in... Oh, is that a continuation? I'm sorry if I butchered that. Okay, so let me read it. So that is followed by the first message I'd read. So many, but many are of them are in the poetry section of Alternative Voices portal. Snow Shadow, if you're listening, you're greatly loved and missed. So there's a shout out to Snow Shadow there.
Yeah, she was doing some good videos.
Yeah, absolutely.
I rarely go on YouTube anymore, though, so I have to... Go listen to her on BitChute or somewhere else.
Yeah, indeed. And also one from Vincent Garland for $5. Thank you. Trying to email you for over 2 years. Gmail account. Gmail. We don't have a Gmail.
No,
that's over. RedIce@protonmail.com. That Gmail, that was a long time ago. We let go of them. Basically, almost as soon as we got the Proton Mail, we dropped that one. They intercepted my letter and gifts to you. Now they have blocked my ability to donate on DLive. Okay. Sounds weird.
I do get stuff from Australia, and I did get some cards and some chocolates, all kinds of things. So maybe that was
Jewish Italians right now are in my unit block right now. Draconian Game Update. Are you trolling? All right. Anyway, thank you for that. I appreciate that. That's funny. All right. Okay.
Oregon,
wildfires. Yeah. Should we talk about the wildfires?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like some B-roll apocalyptic here. Type thing going on.
I guess we could show from this here. Let's see if there's any. I guess it's just...
Now, I'm from Oregon, and I'm familiar. I mean, during fire season, it can just be crazy, like wildfires everywhere. I remember being there years ago when Bush landed in Bend, Oregon, in the bush.
What bush?
Yeah, exactly. President Bush landed in a helicopter on some golf course because basically the whole state was on fire. And so he came down, yep, looks on fire. Okay, good luck. Bye. Like, that's basically what happened. But I remember being up in my bedroom window, seeing the fire being evacuated, you know, and oh no, quick, take what you can, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so it happens. But now what we have too is some people are claiming arson because you have a blend of, you know, stuff going on with Antifa. You've got riots. Mm-hmm. So there have been some arrests for arson, and there have been a couple Antifa type guys who have been arrested. But a lot of this, I think, is wildfires. But then there's some other bad actors getting in the mix. Like, let's get in there and burn it all down to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You have a lot of mental cases. Look at some of this footage here. I mean, this is just nuts, right? The apocalyptic sky here produced because of the smoke and stuff like that.
I heard internet was down, too, for a few days in some places.
And of course, weaved into that, you have a lot of people who, as soon as they... We have a similar thing in Sweden, too. Remember, there was a... 2018, but a really bad season, if you will, for wildfires. And when people see this in the news, they actually go out and they exacerbate the situation by lighting their own fires and like, yeah, burn it all down. There was even, allegedly, there were some immigrants that had been arrested, right? For, well, there were, I think they were let go later, obviously, right? Sweden. But yeah, that they had intentionally set fires to basically burn as much of it
this
down
always,
as possible.
This always happens. It's true. During, you know, when there's big fires going on, there's arsonists. What's it called? I forget the word when people are addicted
pyromaniacs.
Pyromaniacs. Yeah, they all like to come out and, yes, yeah. I won't get caught. Let me go out there and burn stuff.
We know that these Antifa Marxist people, they have an affinity for like burning trash and so it's always a light a fire right away and kind of stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, apparently there was, you know, there were people that were pointing out, hey, this Antifa guy was arrested. This one, there's local news reports of guys who were held for suspicious activities and stuff. Yeah. That FBI Portland, and then of course lefties were saying it's a red scare all over again, blaming Antifa, right?
Yeah,
because they didn't do nothing, right?
Right.
But FBI Portland says reports that extremists are setting wildfires in Oregon are untrue. Help us stop the spread of misinfo by only sharing info from trusted official sources, right?
So let's see where that one is. Was that a tweet?
Yeah, it was a tweet.
Okay, let me.
Just today they did because people
here.
Were talking about
here
a lot
go.
Of the
here it is. Okay.
Antifa type people and just Antifa affiliated arsonists who are being arrested right now. And there have been like six or seven different
so
ones.
What
so
what you're
far.
Telling me is that FBI Portland is taken over by Antifa.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. that's P-Town, Portland, Oregon, is just totally taken over by these communists.
Yeah. Pyromaniacs so, town.
And they're saying, only trust us, okay?
Yeah, we're trust us. We'll tell you. Here. We'll tell you the story. We did that during 9/11, so we'll do it again right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. You can trust
yeah,
them.
Yeah, here are some of those. Man arrested on arson allegations in wildfire west of Eugene, deputies say.
Yeah, and, there's been several of these who have come out, so it's just a couple of them. And other people who are there locally who've been reporting on saying six, seven people, different people have been arrested. Yeah, and this one was in Washington. So
right.
there are people jumping in on this.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah, they see stuff burning and they just can't help themselves. These are mental cases, right?
And they're all coming out in Portland right now.
This is just some, tons of them in Oregon. Holy shit.
Downtown Portland, you know, it's always had that element. They take care of them well, so.
Yep. Yeah, look at that. The red. It looks like something out of Blade Runner or something. Look at that. That's insane.
Definitely. It's eerie.
That's crazy. So what are we looking at? Is it a sign, right? Is it these kinds of stuff that's beginning to happen when shit are falling apart right at the end, right? Isn't that what they say? Or is it just Antifa then, I guess. We'll settle with that.
It's a blend of everything.
All right. Good stuff. So I guess we can pop over to this one. Halloween has officially been canceled as well, at least in some parts, right? So Halloween is next up on the schedules of events, I guess, that they're trying to go for.
Well, it is based on European traditions, so.
Yeah, no, of course, just get rid of it. You know, Christmas might be next, we'll see, right? But so LA County has banned door-to-door trick-or-treating.
Is this because of COVID?
Yes. Yeah. And so the subtitle here is, the one day that people actually want to wear masks. But remember, there was like this, the privilege issue, or like it's problematic with Halloween, right? Too many white people wear outfits which should be illegal and all that kind of stuff, right?
And also, like, oh, the poor kids don't get access to good candy. So I remember when we lived in Charleston, and I remember seeing this in other places too. They would literally bus in kids from the ghetto and drop them off in like the nicest part of, remember, downtown Charleston, South Carolina. And they would, like, where all those huge mansions are, and they would go trick or treating there. And the people who lived there, they said, I spent $2,000 on candy on Halloween or whatever, you know.
Nice. So they're equalizing then the unfairness,
you know?
There. Okay.
Get them Snickers too, you know?
So it's the County Health Commission in LA County that has released ghastly new guidelines Tuesday, eliminating many of the activities traditionally celebrated during the yearly fall holiday. One activity labeled not permitted, Halloween parties. Right here is actually a screenshot from the trick-or-treating. Trunk-or-treating is also not permitted. Gatherings/parties. Carnivals/haunted events, but of course those BLM riots, though those are still okay. That's okay.
We're already living in a horror show.
it's
happening now. Halloween every day, as we've shown before. But
here's Mayor Beetlejuice out of Chicago, reiterating much of the same points here.
Decision will be, because we're still engaging with stakeholders. But obviously, this is a very different time, and I don't expect to see mass crowds of trick-or-treating like we have in years past. It's not safe for the children. It's not safe for the adults.
But riding's all good, you know?
So we will... we are working on plans to recognize and celebrate Halloween, which I know is an important moment for many, including the kids in my neighborhood. But we're going to do it in a way that is consistent with the public health guidance.
What does that mean exactly? We don't know. We'll
I don't know.
That's Chicago,
you know. You and I have talked about this too, but like, is our society is becoming much more low trust. Trick-or-treating is kind of a dodgy thing anymore, too.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get in those candy packages these days.
Yeah, that and then the fact that, like, I mean,
like,
I know there's
pedophiles
a lot of,
on the loose now being celebrated.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of parents out, obviously, and fooling around the younger kids and stuff like that. But even, you know, slightly older kids, you know, mm-hmm. there's neighborhoods where they used to be able to go all by themselves, super mm-hmm. safe and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, yep. I don't know. It's like that, it's like Back to the Future, the second one, when they come back to the wrong timeline. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember these bars on these windows. Remember that scene?
That's right.
And it's like everything is screwed up. Ironically, I think that didn't they do something that Biff Tannen, who's the boogeyman in
Back
to the Future 2, they kind of modeled after Trump,
oh,
right?
Oh, definitely. They did. The tower and
right.
everything.
Yep. Spielberg is just amazing psychic abilities. All right, so a couple of updates here on the coronavirus, too. Anthony Fauci says, stop looking at the rosy side of things and prepare to hunker down until 2021. this comes, of course, at the same time as they're wheeling out the vaccine here. Maybe as early as November, they might be pushing the vaccine. And they've said, of course, that at that point, you need to take multiple doses. And maybe only at that point will you be able to return to certain, buildings, certain employers, certain functions in society and stuff like that. They're all sitting around waiting for the miracle, magical vaccine to solve all these issues, right? Let me do a couple of these here before we end up too far behind. Homeland sends a Ninjagini, thank you so much for that, and says, in World War Z, Israel even knew in advance that the zombie apocalypse is coming, LOL. Oh, did they? I haven't seen actually World War Z.
I don't get this whole zombie craze, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's that's just real life now, right?
Zombies are everywhere every day.
I'm tired of watching reality. Millennial Honky with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Scuba Slayer with the diamond says, "Hail Frigga, weddings are expensive. They're very expensive. And don't go. What's your tip? Don't put all the money into expensive weddings. That's
oh my gosh,
crazy.
And those big whipped cream looking dresses that are like $2,000. Put it into a house. You know?
Yeah, save
Seriously,
it for
don't waste money
save
on these
for
big,
kids or,
big weddings,
know?
Kids. Like, just go Justice of the Peace,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then have a party with your friends or something.
That's our tip, Scuba Slayer. But thank you. Yeah. Hail Frigga indeed. Thank you so much. Nerms with a Ninjagini. Thank you. No message. Lord Aragon with the diamond says, hey, Lana, I've heard dozens of arrests of Antifa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oregon.
Yeah,
regarding
must be,
the arsons
must,
and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's
what we followed up on there. So
that
yeah,
is right.
I'm a little bit behind here. I want to try to keep up with these when they come in. Mr. Noseberg, good to see you, Mr. Noseberg. Sends a diamond. Why is Lori Lightfoot wearing her costume already? I mean, she really looks like
a Halloween
like
character,
Beetlejuice or something like that. I mean, doesn't she?
He had more pizzazz going on.
Oh, did I? Maybe I closed. Did that close that window? No, there she is.
Yeah,
it's not the best quality, so you can't really see it. But
yeah,
what
yeah.
The?
I think it's what's weird too is the eyes. Her eyes are really far apart, and her forehead's really big.
Remember that it was in Beetlejuice. Oh, you had that weird guy with the tiny head.
Oh, his head shrunk. That's
yeah,
right. He's like,
it's kind of a
combination in the little waiting room or
yeah.
something. Yeah, there was some funny parts.
Looking
of that
over. Remember that?
Yeah.
What the hell? That's how she looks like. All right. Okay. A couple more here. Black Phillip with a diamond says, "I hope the Red Eyes Halloween special isn't canceled." No, I don't. I don't think so.
I think we can still do it.
I think we'll still run it this year.
Yeah,
definitely. Thank you, Black Phillip. Spencer the First with a diamond. Good to see you as well. He says, "Great to see you both back and well." Hails. Good to see you, Spencer. Thank you for the support. Okay. Let's see. Oh, on this one, I want to just cover real quick too. LA, back to LA craziness in California, right? LA health director says schools won't reopen until after election in leaked audio. Democrat officials confirms nefarious agenda behind coronavirus lockdown. You know, we've talked about this, that it's like something with the election. They want to wait. They want to make sure that it seems as bad as possible. Maybe it's related to the mail voting bullshit that they're doing so mm-hmm. they can do mail fraud or, you know, something like that. But basically, the fact that they're pinning it now around the, like, what the hell do schools have to do with whether it's an election or not? It's kind of strange, yeah. Isn't it? LA County's public health chief has come under fire after saying that local schools would not reopen until after the 2020 presidential election.
What does that matter?
Prompting criticism that officials are putting politics ahead of science.
that doesn't even make sense. They're doing so many useless things, too. I heard that some kids are going to school like Monday, Tuesday, and then they're off, and then they come back Thursday. It's like, how is this stopping anything? Like, oh, so we can disinfect. You're still with all these kids in these classrooms touching everything. And it's funny when they always say, oh, we're sanitizing and we're cleaning everything. Remember when we were coming through the airport not too long ago? Like, this special cleaning service that was like had a trademark and everything. And I was watching the woman clean, and it was like,
yeah, I like, know.
It was such a joke.
I don't know.
Hardly even cleaning.
There, remember anyway, that?
Yeah, there we go. There's the guy. Yeah, you're right. He has a smaller forehead, though. Hers is way bigger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know that she looks kind of like
he's
Beetlejuice.
He's more symmetrical.
Does as well, right? But I just think there's another parallel right there.
Oh, yeah,
I guess we have both in shot right here. We can compare. I think it's a combination between both of them. All right. Okay, where were we here? Yeah, leaked audio. I don't think they included the actual audio in the article, though. No, I don't think they did. Okay, anyway, yeah, so that's what you talked about. But yeah, that's bizarre. Looks healthy.
Looks like a Halloween hag.
All right.
She's got her witch outfit on already.
Holy smokes. Okay.
Zimbabwe. So white farmers, right. Get this, they can apply to get their stolen farmland back from people who were murdering them for being white and farming and feeding people. And then, of course, remember what happened when they had their land seized. And, of course, everyone's in denial about these white farmers being murdered. Plenty of them were murdered. And then Zimbabwe was on the brink of man-made starvation. This was back in 2019. Even the UN had a whole big thing about it. It was so bad that people in Zimbabwe were even eating rats.
Nice.
There were rats that have even disappeared because they were eating all of that too, like everything that they could do. So, you know, communists have never been known for their farming skills. Let's be real here. We know this.
Right.
So, but of course, you know, it's like, oh, we stole your land and we were killing you and calling you all these things and saying how horrible you were. But, oh, please come back. Here, you can apply now to have your land back.
Yeah.
We won't kill you this time. Please feed us.
Yeah.
And there's a couple suckers that are going back. And there was some footage we'll show, you know, all these Africans like happy and hugging them and cheering for them coming back to feed them.
Right. But just as a reminder here then too, that this is from Independent also just last year, November 2019. Zimbabwe on brink of man-made starvation.
Yeah,
UN says
bad.
The majority of the children I met were stunted and underweight. Blah, blah, blah. And
so, it's
of course,
white man's fault, right?
Zimbabwe was this, and I've tried to find it before, but this article where basically you could see from space that the farmers had left, right? It was all, and whoever just had taken over it was
desolate.
Doing such a bad job that it was just like burnt, scorched, you know, it was brown. It was like not green and lush, which it was just a couple of years before.
So now they want those evil colonialists back, right, to help farm and create some food for them because they're starving.
Right, because we hear these things, oh my God, these white people, they're so evil with, you know, Rhodesia and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then you see footage
I wish they never went down there, but they get really, I mean, obviously it's so twisted and contorted and demonized, you know, the white people and what they were actually doing there. So.
Yeah, let's play a little bit of this here, shall we? There we go.
Feed us. He's like a god here, you know?
That's racist in itself. Is it looped there? Yeah, it loops right. No, it's at 220. Let's play a bit more.
Food.
The white guy's back in town.
So where were you guys when they were getting murdered? Why weren't you out railing out there in defense of them, you know? I can't believe these guys are coming back, though.
It is pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
So Zimbabwe, happy to get the white man back to do some farming.
Their support has been amazing. And all the way along, they're always phoning us, when are you coming back, how are things going? So they haven't lost faith at all. We had to really keep the faith up and said, no, we're definitely coming back. And we stuck to it. Even before the change of government, we told them that. And the change of government...
That's incredible. The tolerance, you know, yeah. For that. That's incredible.
Now, we are all happy because the community was gaining from Mr. Smart. So I would like to say congratulations. Congratulations to what actually has happened. I was very disappointed of how Mr. Smart was chugged off from this place.
Pretty trusting, huh?
Yeah.
White guys right are pretty trusting. All right, I'll go back to work and feed you. You guys need me.
Please for the state.
Jobs. Jobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
This also.
People are missing that.
Yeah. Yes.
Look at that. Look at the racism here of this white guy, right?
Just juxtapose this to Black Lives Matter happening in the West and how they're treating white people.
Yeah.
And then right here, they're so thrilled this farmer is coming back to help feed them again, this one white guy.
And also, again, I mean, juxtapose it towards the treatment of how Rhodesia was seen in the West through the West's eyes, right? It was there was a good tweet about this. White liberals, Ian Smith, for example, one of the leaders of Rhodesia for sometime, was an evil white supremacist. And then you have black Africans themselves, Zimbabweans, Rhodesians, whatever you want to call them. Then basically he was a great leader for Rhodesia. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You left Zimbabwe better than when it was today. We used to have everything, food on the table.
I've been
went
to Zimbabwe,
school.
By
he
the
created
way.
Technical schools. Hence, we had all those artisan. Now we don't have any. Zandu Webe, whatever that means.
Look, I'm not defending. I'm not defending. Yeah, it was colonialism is awesome. They should have been there, but they did do a lot of good for those people.
They did.
Create a sense of peace and things were functioning and there was unity. So even though they were separate in some ways, it was more peaceful then than now.
Complete lies in the West, and it's skewed towards anti-whiteness, and it's this by de facto default position that if somehow white people ruled, it was. They were having the whip ready, and the others were enslaved, and they were torturing them and raping them, and all this. I wasn't born when you were at the helm of the leadership in Zimbabwe, but for the stories that I have heard, and the kind of infrastructure you built in Zimbabwe and others, still on paper, I can say, Smith, you were a visionary, right? So many people they miss their Ian Smiths, right, of the world. You guys remember him, Ian Smith?
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten a lot of shit, especially in the West. But then when you look at what they thought, it's like, no, he's fine. It's good.
And it's this whole lie, too, of during apartheid, a little farther down south, that it was mass murder. I've done shows on this. That's not true. There was no mass murder of blacks by white people. This is a huge lie. It didn't happen. There's more mass murder happening now that's black on black in Africa than anything at the hands of white people.
Well, yeah, look now at, in the wake, of course, of South Africa being economically successful and them building up the nation and stuff like that, you have millions which have migrated from other parts of Africa to there. And even the South Africans, the black South Africans that were in South Africa before, are sick and fed up of the other people now coming in. Remember, there's been
ethnic conflict. A bunch of Johnny come latelys that started coming.
A lot of other groups.
Food and action and cities being built. And now they're like, my town.
And it isn't like, oh, it was white against black and that's it kind of thing. It wasn't like that. It was other kind of ethnically African groups.
There was a lot of blacks that did like apartheid, actually. So there's a lot of lies. I've been down to South Africa, too. Zimbabwe, I've seen a lot of these places. I've talked to a lot of people. This was years ago, and it's not what they tell you.
No, of course not. Millennial Honky with the diamond, no message there. Obergroiper with a Ninja Guinea, thank you for that, no message. Black Philip with the diamond says Israel has had a big hand in the Rhodesian Bush War. Yeah, they did. I mean, there's a lot of resources issues here too you could go into regarding the diamond trade or the diamond industry, I should say. Look at South Africa and De Beers and some of these companies and stuff. I mean, it's incredible. the way that the Britain was basically pulling out of there, and they was like, oh, there are diamonds there? Oh, screw that shit. We're going back in, you know, the Boer Wars. And
yeah, it was awful.
So much regarding the resources there and stuff. And yes, Israel has had a hand in that, including the communist revolutions that we've seen in Africa.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Especially South Africa. You had, I forget his name now, the head honcho there, remember? He was photographed with
that's right.
Chat, you guys will remember, uh-huh. right? What was that guy's name again? Slovo?
Yeah, Obo I think Slovo so. Yeah, he's doing the Black Power fist and all that. Yeah, with the hammer and sickle behind him.
Something Slovo, I think it is. Anyway, okay, where are we here? Yeah, keeping an eye on the chat. See if I get Joe Slovo.
Joe Slovo. That's right.
Okay. All right. So this one here, regarding then the other flip side of it, like not liking whites. Of course, that's what the narrative is developing in the West. They're not welcoming to whites in any capacity these days, including with all the BLM protests and stuff. But this was going around today on Twitter.com.
It's like, what is this? Check what is she out, even screaming about? Well, I'm like, what is her problem here?
Let's watch it here.
You have white privilege, and it's not here. It's over with. It's 2020.
Yes, it is.
Wake up. You got a mask on.
Yes, I do.
So you're under the government, too. You're confined, and you don't have white privilege anymore. I'm a queen. California.
I'm a queen.
She was from a black queen.
Okay, well, I need to.
You don't talk because you so privileged that you got to get to somebody else and tell them you're not listening. I don't have to listen to you.
Then go to the bathroom.
You don't run me. You go to the bathroom. You shut up and stay in your lane. Okay. You have nothing to do with this little girl. I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
Listen to your mama.
I don't care.
She should have told. I know you don't care. You so grown.
Ma'am, I need to get to my
okay. Thank you.
And I need to get to the bathroom.
Like I said, y'all don't run people.
So annoying.
You don't run
so
America,
just mouth
you run
screaming in your face.
So get off your little mentality that you're better than somebody because you're not. Thank you. Yeah, huh? That's what I say. See this little shit right here?
Mm-hmm.
This all little mentality. But you need to understand, you don't run America no more.
Everyone's seated at this time.
Total product of CNN.
Everybody's
man.
Like, everything is a power trip. And it's
it
about,
is.
You know,
it's now
like,
it's black supremacy. It's now you white bitch, you get in line. You my slave now. Like, oh God, you just can't argue with that. You
play
just,
out the rest here. Yeah, I know.
Hey, you're
no that's not a helicopter.
And guess what? When I was 14, they said, oh, you people are so despised. I was like, the shit out that white bitch. When she told me that all y'all white people are so the same. And as I got off that...
That white bitch. That's all it is anymore.
All right.
God, it's so annoying.
So, of course, one of the solutions to this problem, of course, which is encouraged, is to create your own community.
We're not going
to
be like these cucks that are like, oh no, please go start your own communities then.
And make it happen. I wish also that these kinds of projects are successful. I want them to be very successful, in fact. I want it to be that these people feel... I mean, and it's not that there's some of course, groundbreaking new revolutionary thing. This is how the world used to be run, right?
Yeah.
But even people like Bernie Sanders, like the far left former candidate, the Jewish candidate on the Democrat side who dropped off later, but even he, when he spoke to like Cardi B a while back, we played the clip.
He was talking about the revolutionary idea of having black police and black neighborhoods.
Yeah, we have to have, you know, the police, the people at school, all these people they need to look like the people that they're governing in those communities. And it's like, oh, okay, so you're talking about nationalism.
Yeah, it's
basically,
funny.
Right?
It's
would
funny.
Be. But anyway.
And it is funny, the conservatives, they see something like this and they're like, but we were fighting for years for desegregation. Well, actually, it was the communists that were, but, and now they want segregation and that's a problem. Just let it happen.
The criticism here, and again, for the podcast audience, the headline here is women plan all black community in Georgia after, quote, 400
years
of racial oppression. No, but that's, sure, whatever. That's great. Do your thing, right? But of course, the flip side to this is that this will be and encouraged for virtually every other ethnic group, but if whites ever wanted to do this, there would be government tanks rolling in, and they would be bombing people.
There'll be Brown versus Board of Education again, which you guys know the first school that was actually desegregated. They have to do with military and force and guns, bussing in these black kids into these white schools. Like that's what it would be in our neighborhoods.
So two women helped to create an all-black community in central Georgia as a way to deal with this bad white people, basically. Microsoft News used a good news tag for the report, which said that the United States, quote, continues to confront the toxic legacy of slavery and Jim Crow. The women want to create a tight-knit community for our people to just come and breathe. Well, I hope it goes really well.
I'm just like thinking of all these videos I see of these black women Wakanda fighting each other.
I was wondering about that. The Wakanda mention here.
This you is, go girl. Let's make this happen.
Okay, so there's two people riding here, and at one point the commenter Scott said in a report that the black Americans need to own land and create their own social, political, and economic institutions. Quote, amass land, develop affordable housing for yourself, build your own food system, build manufacturing and supply chains, build your own home school. I mean, all this is like, a country.
Yeah,
you'll have your own country. How about that?
And in some regards, they could pick somewhere in Africa.
You also had, there's countries all full of your people.
All black people.
It's only basically, there's a couple of exceptions, but basically it's most of the West that's not allowed to be ethnically homogenous anymore. Most of the countries, again, a couple of exceptions, but most of the countries
I've been around the world,
mostly for that ethnic group. Mm-hmm. You know, you always get that stab, and occasionally there's some people that show up in a chat or something, or you watch a show on D11 and make a comment or something, and then someone just... fucking red ice, and how do you explain to me how you're going to reach your ethno state? You know, some bitchy comments comes back like that, and
it's
like I continue to argue every time. It's like it doesn't have to be created; it already exists. It's everywhere.
It exists. Yeah.
China is an ethno state. Iceland is an ethno state. Latvia is an ethno state.
Exactly.
Most countries are still, again, a few exceptions, yes, but most countries are ethno states. They have been created for that ethnic group. They were created by that ethnic group.
This is people who say that are mostly Americans who don't travel. They're just used to this melting pot, this blob, you know. They're born more recently. They haven't been around the world. They don't know what it's like out there.
It's this idea that they believe just because you're advocating for nationalism for everybody, by the way, not just for white people. I think everybody should have a nation, every ethnic group. It's probably the most likely is going to be the most successful model. I could be proven wrong, but we'll see, right? That's what I think, in a way.
Yeah, and it's like with these black women, if you hate white people and you think that they've oppressed you for so long and we're so awful, yeah, I support you separating and doing your own thing. Let's see what you can do.
Of course,
you
know? Yeah.
Go for it. You're not going to get any complaints from me or cries of racism or please don't do it, unity, multiculturalism.
Right, right. But as well, just this idea that, of course, what they do, we won't be allowed for whites. And also then in continuation is, okay, so what you did have was something that you wanted to return to, although that was the problem, right?
Yeah.
It's like it goes in these loops and cycles. Like whatever you do and whatever conditions are you live under, it will never be good enough.
No.
Now it's because you didn't let us in, and then when you have been let in, now you're like, you're not allowing us to have our own.
Always
and then you create your own, and then it's like, let us in.
Yeah, I know. It's just this cycle. And then it's like they want to have what we used to have and attack us for being racist and awful for having it. And now they want that same thing. But it's good when they do it because they're fighting oppression. Like white people have never had to deal with any kind of oppressive forces and bad things and people warring against us and enslaving us.
And you know, it's like, so I think I was thrown off here by the Wakanda comment that we can have Wakanda. So we have to build it for ourselves. Black Wall Street something. But yeah, no, but, I mean, sincerely, I wish that this goes well and yeah, I guess that's the main line. If you say, well, I, you know, it's like, oh, that's horrible that you want to make your own or something. And I was like, well, why? What's so bad about that?
Yeah,
right?
These Americans need to get over this idea of.
It's not only Americans, obviously.
No, not only Americans, but this is the big focus right now. America's like just going off. You know, it's crazy when it comes to all the racial divisions and everything. But this obsession of we have to do everything together and be together. This paranoia about letting anyone like break off and kind of do their own thing, like it's going to automatically lead to some kind of war if they do it.
Ironically, we're getting some people on our side like you wouldn't expect at first. Remember the Young Jerks clip that I played with Shanky Uger just talking about like,
yeah, I don't want to live with these
you guys.
Anymore.
I don't want to live with you. That's
great.
It.
We
you
don't
know,
live
and of
either.
Course, his advocacy was you leave the country. So he's like, what, second generation Turk or something? And it's like, you go to North
you
Korea.
Europeans
he said.
Can go.
You go to Saudi Arabia was some of his proposals.
Those but are bottom line that is, don't allow Europeans.
But bottom line is, we can work with that. If the Young Turks is beginning to go at a point where they say like, this doesn't work, and it's like, and he even said that like, we're not unified, we're never going to be unified, and it's like, yeah, you're
I
right.
Agree.
It's
we not can agree be, on that.
And in some cases, it's not only of course racial lines; it's political lines as well. In many regards, you know, as you've said many times, I mean, some of these Marxists and these Antifa people, and of course, it's not just because of their skin color; it's much more than that. But many things break down on I think ethnic divisions with some
I did a video about this in the members section. Do I like you just because you're white that I get into this? If you guys didn't watch it, get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, I like this. I like where this direction is going with things. And I hear talks of that more. Okay, well, we'll just go and do our own thing. Well, that's great. I think that that will lead to some level of peace because I don't want to live with people who hate me for being white. You know,
and
they don't want to live with us because they think that we're just these oppressive, awful, horrible people. Okay, well, then just don't live with us. Let's not live together.
Exactly. I mean, if we're so horrible, such white supremacists, such horrible racists, then let us go then.
We can peacefully divorce. It doesn't have to lead to nukes or something like these lefties always think it's going to be.
I don't want to be too long-winded on this, but I do think in terms of maybe the future stuff, and I know, you know, some people have this idea that, you know, will be zones or something in the future, like, you know, different there's different ways to go about this, of course, but basically in some level I think that this is where it's going, where partially even because of the internet that interest and things are dividing people in a way that it didn't before. People used to be able to see, oh, my neighbor has different politics, but that's okay, we'll look the other way, or it wasn't central to everything. With the communication and everybody's staying up to every news story and everything's up to speed on everything all the time and everyone's super engaged in their political candidate and the anger is building up and stuff, and it's like you can't, you know, people used to be able to just put that to the side and like, well, we're countrymen or we're living in the same society.
Not anymore.
So it just doesn't seem to work.
Democrats and Republicans that can still go out and have a drink together and talk and maybe poke fun at each other. It's not like that anymore.
Polarization intense.
You just like can't be friends with each other. So why even try? Yeah. Well, speaking of that, there was another.
Let me do a couple of these before we get too far.
All righty.
A Virginian Drifter with the Ninja Gini, thank you, says, Ice Age Farmer has a great information on the coming food. I think it says good shortages, but I think you mean food shortages. Mm. Get rations now. Hail Red Eyes. I mean, we did that back in 3 months ago now, 2 months ago.
Yep, stock up.
And I still think it's coming. We were speculating maybe as early as July some of this will come, August, something like that. And we're not quite there yet, but this is the corona bullshit and all this stuff. All this is far from over.
And that's why you should
know who
your local farmers and food sources are.
Right.
I mean, you'd be surprised how many local farmers are around you where you can go and buy stuff and create a relationship with them to get, you know, meat, veggies, eggs, cheese, all that stuff. It's important.
Homeland with the Diamonds says, Black queens always have funny names like Lakeisha. Takumi 416, I think it is 416. Yep. Says Netflix can get effed. We'll talk about Netflix in a little bit here.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that next.
Another one from Takumi Diamond. Thank you for that. Shadow government with the Diamond. Google liberal gene, impulse not thought. Yeah, I've heard of that. That's a good tip. Thank you, Shadow Government. Elaine Sabatino with a Diamond says, great news. Wakanda forever and evermore. Well, there you go. Well, that's why we did that Wakanda T-shirt. I think we still have a couple of, by the way. Remember the Wakanda
T-shirts? Yeah, there's a couple. I think it's a bunch of size mediums left now. So I need
okay,
to
there you go. Get your if you're medium, get a Wakanda shirt in the T-shirt shop. Shroon with a Diamond Critical Theory. Yeesh. Yeah, thank you, Shroon. Appreciate that. Simon Coates with a Diamond. The time to panic buy is when there isn't a panic. Absolutely. Totally agree. All right.
Well, speaking of this whole 400 years thing, right? It's going over into education now. Christopher Rufo, who's been putting out some good work that led to finally people talking about critical race theory. Like, as I've reminded people, we've been talking about this stuff for years, saying
and
that it's
Trump
a war on white people. And, you know, people
have
called us all kinds of names. But yeah, now this has reached the ears of Trump. Obviously, critical race theory being taught in these federal agencies. And he told them to stop it. They're not going to get funding. Well, as it turns out, there is another taxpayer-funded program, Department of Education. They funded a conference hosting this another hateful black woman advocating for abolishing, tearing down the U.S. and taking white people's stuff. She calls it hip hop civics. So her white hating black supremacist talk was titled Hip Hop Creativity, Social Justice, and Civics. Dr. Bettina Love.
But his name is Love. Her name is Love.
Claimed that reform, it's not enough, and that public school teachers must push to abolish the prisons and tear down the structures.
Love wins.
That America needs to just be torn down completely. That white people need to give up all their wealth for the revolution because otherwise they are just racists. Now, real quick, I just want to say that this conference And the organization CAST has received more than $16 million of U.S. taxpayer money. While they're sitting here talking about how they're going to steal everything from white people and destroy their country and take them down, that they're all racist, blah, 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 right? It's amazing. So really, do these people have equality in mind, or justice, unity, multiculturalism, diversity? No, they just want to burn it down, right? They want to use diversity, use multiculturalism and equality, these excuses to really destroy it. And really, based on everything that's going on, though, I know you and I talk about this, maybe it's for the better that some of this stuff just burns down and we start over, because it's such a mess.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying is I think the success rate over long period of time is, I think, going to be smaller local communities where people are cohesive and they can pull their shit together. And again, any race, any political group, anybody can do that, something like that. You know, for the most part, right? We'll see if whites will be allowed to do it, but you know what I'm saying. And these massive the government things and these huge organizations and, you know, two countries that are too big and stuff. They will implode. They will not last. They will not make it long term, you know?
And we're literally paying tax money. The feds, man, they just spend so much money on all this garbage. You learn that this one organization here, $16 million of your taxpayer money, and this Dr. Bettina Love is talking about stealing things from white people and burning their shit to the ground. Like, this is literally, I mean, communists. Funding them with taxpayer money.
That's why BLM has been weaved in straight into the Marxist agenda. It works perfectly well there. And again, it's not, I mean, as we saw on some of the plaques and stuff, like, you're lucky we only want reparations and not vengeance or revenge or something, you know?
They're openly talking about violence.
Absolutely. No, it's about taking the things that, you know, that you had, or even if that's real or not, the perceived benefits of, you know, our privilege, whatever. No, it's their turn now. They need all those things, and you need to be under the whip.
They're using this new term of 400 years, which is the new, you know, 16 guerrillion, honestly. So yeah,
right.
It's this coined phrase and it's they're using.
The 1611, right? The New York Times project and all that stuff. Remember, he's winning like Pulitzer Prizes and all that kind of stuff. And there's like so many historians which are just like, even though they're like cucked and stuff, and they're like, "Oh my God, we it's great, you know, we got to have these things and racial justice and stuff." But even as historians, we can. This is just completely wrong. This is not what it's documentable, provable. What happened? Like, America didn't go to war with Britain over keeping slavery, and the American Revolution was all about slavery. It was all about slavery, all about that, all the time, right?
Yeah.
But again, the 1611 thing has been put front and center.
It's amazing. They're the revisionists.
Yes.
It's amazing. Also, one thing I noticed with this, and in her little talk, really pushing these, especially these white liberals. Where are you going to put your money? Where are you going to put your wealth? Like, you need to give it to us, give it to black. They're really pushing these white rich libs on that, which I think is kind of funny because they've helped create this monster and enable this monster. So.
Right. Yeah, no, but again, then, if we're so bad, so horrible, just let us go. But then you realize they don't want to because they want vengeance.
They
want to
be in your face and, I'm the queen, you're my slave.
That's when it goes really, really bad, right?
They want this supposed justice for things that they think happened that never happened. They want some kind of payback, right? Fantasy ideas, really.
Minnesota Matt with the diamond says, hippity hoppity, hands of my property. That's good. Cornered space alien, former and stuff like that, of course. With the diamond says, let them take education, media, etc. All of it. Shit. Tapio, I think it is. Diamond, no message. Thank you, cornered space alien again. With the diamond says, thanks to Red Ice. Well, thank you, cornered space alien. Good to have you here. All right, should we dive into the Netflix stuff then?
Yeah, exactly. Here. You guys saw this Cuties 2020 on Shitflix. And I just want to say real quick, if you still have Netflix, shame on you. I am so tired of shame on you if you still pay for Netflix. I hear about some people that still have their Netflix, and I am shaming you right now. You are part of the problem. Cancel this shitty service that is paying for disgusting anti-white propaganda. You are literally funding people who hate you and want to rape your children. Because now they have, what is this, Cuties 2020. Amy, an 11-year-old girl, joins a group of dancers named the Cuties at school and rapidly grows aware of her burgeoning femininity, upsetting her mother and her values in the process. Now, we're told that this is a coming-of-age film. Now, here we have Ghost Jim. Big shout-out to you.
Coming of age.
Yeah, exactly. Big shout-out to you. He has this awesome thread where he just details. He takes some clips from this stuff and puts two and
two
together.
Shout-out to Ghost of Jim Morrison.
That's right, except this guy's much cooler than Jim Morrison. So you want to play?
Jim Morrison was pretty cool. I mean, yeah. All right,
do we want to play? So Netflix just released a controversial Cuties, and it's worse than you can imagine. He says, make no mistake, Netflix is at the forefront of sexualizing children and normalizing pedophilia. And yes, they really are. This is not the first time this has come out, but I'm glad people are making a lot of noise about this. So we can just look at a few samples of this coming of age film.
All right, all right. Beautiful music, too.
What are you doing?
We have to watch this song.
Yeah, yeah, this is what it is.
This is our culture now.
Ghetto culture for like 8-year-old girls. I love this. Oh, and this isn't even the worst scene.
No, no, by far.
Totally inappropriate.
Yeah, I know that because that's what it is now, right? Okay, everything is hypersexualized. Everything is over the top. And
rewind just a little bit because Ghost Jim, I saw it in the picture there. Now there is a hammer and sickle in the background, so you guys maybe didn't see it, but let's go back just a little bit.
It is right there. Oh, wait, you
keep going. It's on the wall. There's a better shot. So if you go from the beginning, you can see it. I know he took a still and showed that as well, but
further. I don't know how far.
Further, there it is up in the red on the wall in the corner, but just keep looking. There it is there. So play, because I saw a clear shot of it earlier.
Yeah, I know. It is there. Let me just zoom in a bit on this.
Right there.
It's right there.
What do you see on the graffiti?
Hammer
and a sickle. No problem. Just marking it like, we're communists. We're pedophiles. This is the shit that we like. It's ghetto culture. It's just mix it all up and just.
There it is. Little message right there. Look at that.
Pretty blatant. Imagine if that was a swastika right there. A swastika and some girls like doing
just
ballet or something.
It's just some graffiti, right? Just some graffiti.
The message is everywhere. I mean, how long have we been paying attention to this stuff? Symbolism and TV shows and movies and stuff. We have to be blind.
Yeah,
to
but
not
we
see
know
this
that it's the communists that are pushing pedophilia anyway. So
anyway,
it makes sense.
The worst scenes, as Ghost Jim says, and I'll trust him for this because I sure as hell am not going to see it. An 11-year-old girl takes a photo of her vagina and posts it online. 5 young girls take a turn on webcam porn. This is just a super wholesome coming of age. A young girl tries to take a photo of a schoolboy's penis. An 11-year-old girl finds a used condom and blows it up.
Your
normal coming of age in this Marxist, anti-white, crappy world that we now live in that is coming for your kids.
Of course. But you know why they do this, right? You know why? Well, it's just, you know, it's not just for the sake of sexualizing things. It's that you can be manipulated and controlled by it, right? You just—it's everything you're caught up in. You're controlled by your vices, right? And people are—they become slaves to their impulses and all this kind of stuff, right? And that's why they're essentially what's the term? They're initiating young kids, younger and younger, into this bullshit because it's a mechanism of control. It's a way for them to make sure that we don't escape the plantation.
And it's glorifying ghetto culture and all the degeneracy that goes with it too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
IMDb. Originally had a little warning here, severe. Parental warning. During one of the many highly sexualized erotic dance scenes that purposefully exploit and objectify numerous scantily clad underage girls, one of the female child dancers lifts up her crop top to fully display her bare breast. This is lawfully defined as pedophilia and can be extremely distressing to many viewers. Okay.
Yeah.
They had that at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting
hammered. Look at that. There's multiple of these.
Yeah, exactly. They're basically stating that, yes, this is lawfully defined as pedophilia. It meets all the points, as people have shared. So now they had a parental guide before versus after, which someone screen capped because they had a warning originally, and then they took that warning off. This movie consists of 11-year-old girls dancing very suggestively. An adult dancer shows her breast at the end of a dance video that two kids are watching on a phone. So they basically sterilize that to cover up the worst possible scenes ever.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so here's the difference.
The before and the after.
And then here's the after. Let me go full screen on that so you guys can see.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous, you know? It's just amazing. So they know what they're doing.
They're covering,
they know it's bad. They know it's awful. They know it's toxic. They know it's pedophilia.
Yep.
But they're making excuses for it. Now, I had the point. Let me find out if I can tweet it. There's 6 points, that's a 6-factor test to determine if images are child porn. Here they are.
Mm-hmm.
1, whether the focal point of the visual depiction is on the child's genitalia or public area. Check.
Pubic area.
2, whether the setting of the depiction is sexually suggestive. I would say that it's very sexually suggestive, yes. 3, whether the child is depicted in an unnatural pose or inappropriate attire considering the age of the child. Yeah, those little mini skirts and those tops and everything. 4, whether the child is fully or partially nude. Well, IMDb admits that they're bare-breasted here at one point, right? 5, whether the visual depicts suggestions, sexual coyness, or a willingness to engage in sexual activity, or whether the depiction is designed to elicit a sexual response in the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Do you think the pedophiles are watching this and they're, like, enjoying it? Yeah, obviously, they're enjoying this.
Well, that's why you've seen so many people cover for it, too. Oh, you should look at the whole thing because it's a wonderful story. And for a while, people were going on. No. It's a film about warning about being exploitative towards and sexuality too young. No, it's not.
You can't.
It's not. No. It's not.
They were celebrating them like, you go,
of
girl.
Course,
you
yes,
shake it,
empowering.
And you're awesome, and you're
it's just,
hot.
It's an exploration in a prepubescent kids that are finding their sexuality, which is like way below the ages.
What adult is going to watch this?
What
adult is going to enjoy watching this kind of stuff? We know the answer to what that adult is. And what kind of kids are going to watch this? Kids who are going to be programmed to think that this is what I want to be. This is totally normal. I shake my butt.
And then immediately comes the whitewashing begins, that the running cover for all this shit. Cutesies, says the New Yorker. The extraordinary Netflix debut that became the target of a right-wing campaign. So it's like, this is why. Is this the next tweet I had? Maybe it's coming up later.
They're literally
but this is,
humping the floor, like they're on webcams doing porn and like
this
taking
is
pictures
one here.
Of penises.
This is basically where we're at right now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It only is people that are far right that are opposing this kind of stuff. And there's no one else lining up. And we're defending this. This is completely okay.
Do not sexualize kids. You right-wing extremist fascist Nazi Hitler.
And then it seems to be the same as well. But because someone who they have labeled as a baddie, on the right or whatever, who's a conservative or who they think is a neo-Nazi or a Nazi or a white supremacist or white national, whatever. If they take a position against it, they have to take the position for it, kind of thing. Which, of course, I think optically is beneficial to us because, like, all right, we'll keep up with this, and you will see these people. They are now. They're defending it now.
They're defending
it. It's completely okay.
Yeah.
No worries about this.
And
this
I love it too. Like, it's been
you're too sensitive.
You right wing extremists. These pedophiles are completely exposing themselves, getting all excited, defending this show, and all hot and bothered about it, and then deleting their tweets. Like, there's this one fatty, I think I retweeted him there. You show him. It was a journalist, and he really looks like the.
There's a couple.
The stereotypical pedophile. Let me find it. Yeah.
Yeah, this one here. It's coming. It's loading
this guy,
very slow today. I'm having issues.
Demko.
There we go.
Look at that. This is an example of one of the guys that's getting really excited about this coming of age film. You know,
so he said.
There's been a lot of.
Let me read that for the podcast audience. Keith Demko on Twitter.com says this. If anyone with more than an ounce of sense really tweets about cancel Netflix because of cuties, they don't really have any. It's one of the most beautiful coming-of-age movies I've seen in many, many years. So watch
it
first.
Says the pervert. He really...
Now, I decided to look into Demko, Keith Demko. Of course, he's like, he seems to be a music journalist of some kind. He's the Delamarva Daily Times, USA Today, Collider,
everywhere, these.
Reno Gazette Journal. He writes for a number of sources. So it's a journalist. Of course, it's a journalist, right?
Yeah.
All right, Keith. Yeah. Keep up the good work, Keith. Here's another one. Look at this. Alyssa Rosenberg. The freak out about cuties bothers me more than almost anything I've seen in a decade as
that.
A critic.
Look
oh,
at
you
that.
Mean Epstein? Well, yeah. I mean, it's you as a critic, as a movie critic or whatever. But still, it's like...
and there were right. people even trying to say, oh,
okay, Rosenberg, you know.
It's just these racists because there's a black girl doing the air humping or whatever. You know, this is like, come on. We didn't even show like the worst scenes because we just don't want to see that. It's disgusting. So, yeah, people were hashtag canceled Netflix. And then what happened? You saw the head of Netflix guy on CNN, right? He was trying to do damage control and stuff.
Yeah, we'll play that in a moment here. Let me do a couple of the super chats in between here. Obergreuper with a Ninjagini, thank you for that, says, question, can blacks do anything other than rap, rob, rape, riot, and demand reparations? I'm. What about sports ball, though? Isn't sports ball is a big thing? NFL?
The new hard R's.
NFL, NBA, maybe? I don't know. all right, thank you for that, Obergreuper. Neo DeLorean with a diamond says, Kangs are trying to take over Red Ice, question mark. is that what's happening? I guess it is. It's not a good trend, Neo DeLorean, I tells you. Shroon with a diamond says, yuck, pedo left. There you go. Mr. Wright with a diamond, thank you, no message. Fledgling with a diamond says, California legalizes pedos. California burns. Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0.
That's right. We talked about this in Weekend Warrior. Yeah. The gay Jewish state senator, Scott Weiner?
Scott Weiner, yeah.
San Francisco, a new bill legalizing sex with kids if an adult is 10 years within their age. So technically, the kid can be 10 and the adult can be 20 and... It's not wrong.
I have a slideshow here of Scott Weiner that we could play.
Because a 10-year-old is going to totally be like a 20-year-old in terms of their development and their mind. And like a 10-year-old having sex. I mean, come on. This is insane. And they're like, it's okay. It's just anal. It's just anal sex.
Yeah, then it's not real.
It's not vaginal yet. But they're actually working on the vaginal part.
Please
now,
load. So. I want to show those photos of Scott Weiner.
Yeah,
come on.
I know.
Sorry, it's frozen up. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay, so here... Here we go. Get ready. Here's some
And
some
he was
choice.
Saying, you know, these conservatives in California, it's been anti-LGBTQP with this bill that's like protecting kids from these adult pedophiles. You know?
Right, right.
How dare they, these horrible conservatives.
Here's the moral conscience here of California.
Yep.
In a legal framework sense.
That's right.
That's changing the laws there in the great state of California.
If you're within 10 years, it's all good. Right?
Yep.
You can be 12 and 22 and you won't be prosecuted. 12,
11 or 21.
Yeah.
Well, why not 10 and 20?
That's what I had said first.
Yeah, 10, yeah, 10 and 20.
It's disgusting. It's simply disgusting. And he's like, oh, again, these right-wing extremists and this Trump terror
campaign. It's only
campaign.
Nazis that are concerned with this
kind of stuff.
They're demonizing
us, that we're legalizing pedophilia. Yeah, this is one step closer.
There is,
when
in
you're
the
not
middle
criminalizing.
Of it. Look at this gang. Why don't you hand over your 13-year-old son to these guys?
Oh, my God. Just no.
Why not the Fed post? No Fed post.
Yeah, I know. There's so many things I want to say.
Okay.
And I'm sure you guys are all thinking the same.
All right. We show that one. Yeah, so here's the... Let me show this interview here. This is funny. CNN interview. So basically, you did see a drop of Netflix stock in the wake of this because it was an outrage and stuff like that. And then CNN brings him on, which virtually just turned into an infomercial, and they didn't even ask about the very issue that was most controversy around. He doesn't actually say a single word in the compilation. That's the way they did it, just to show the cowardice of these journalists that they don't even bring it up. And it's just, oh my God, listen to some of the stuff she says here. This is incredible.
The book has completely changed my outlook on the workplace. It has, and we'll get to that in a moment. But help me understand why when Facebook says half of their folks may work from home permanently.
I did say there's a CEO of Netflix, right? Say that anyway, that's who they're interviewing.
Twitter says something similar. You jokingly said you want people back in the office 12 hours after there's a vaccine. Like, why is it so bad for people to work from from home for your company. Netflix seems to be all things shiny on the outside, right? This pandemic has actually been a big benefit to your business. That's none of your doing. That's just what your business is and the reality of the pandemic. Right before, it was like enemies at the gate. I mean, Disney Plus, look how well they've done. Our parent company, Warner Media, with HBO Max, Peacock, all of these folks. And I just wonder if you could speak to that. And also, maybe what we don't know is, what has Netflix not been able to do in the pandemic? Like, what has it stopped you from doing that has hurt the most?
Listen, now, it's coming here.
You mentioned loneliness, and there have been so many studies that show anxiety, depression, loneliness increasing the more time we spend online and staring at screens. And people are staring at screens a lot more right now. They're watching Netflix a lot more right now. Do you worry about that and contributing to that and what it means for human connection going forward? Reed, I've read that you even cried in one of these 360 feedback sessions. What is the toughest thing that an employee has told you about your management?
Maybe it was stop pushing pedophile shit.
Yeah,
you pedophile.
Exactly.
How about that? Did you say anything about that?
Part of your book that struck me
nothing?
The most was talking about going to marriage counseling and not only how it saved your marriage, but how it shaped the rest of your life. I wonder if you could share that. And then also,
boring.
What has your wife meant to
and
the
what about
success
pedophilia?
Of Netflix?
Listen, the best
Netflix
part
has been far ahead of your rivals on diversity and your board, in leadership, in your content, frankly. You just personally donated $120 million to historically black colleges and universities. After George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, you moved $100 million of Netflix money into black-owned and run banks. And what you said...
Let me just pause there for a second.
Million, it was here's $100 million.
$100 million to black...
banks.
Is there any black, white run and owned banks only?
No.
Anywhere?
That's any black-owned banks.
But... they can have.
Well, because white people run all the banks.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that's why we
already
have such a hard time with them.
How they've skewed this. But anyway, I thought that was remarkable. And then, so she goes on to praise the Netflix for their diversity issues. And I think she even brings it up one more time.
Diversity
issues. One more time. But not a single question.
Intentionally.
About cuties or anything like that, right?
Now,
Poppy Harlow is the anchor here that talked about this.
I just want to say, because
it's
fitting. Trad Wife just said, remember Edward Bernays' nephew co-founded Netflix? Kind of makes you wonder. And I looked and it's, Mark Bernays Randolph, the American tech entrepreneur, advisor, speaker, and environmental advocate, and pusher of pedophilia. Co-founder of the first... if I had access to his Wikipedia, I would just put pedophile pusher on there too.
There you go. Yep, exactly. But you won't see that, you know.
Yeah.
But they'll have all kinds of accusations flying around about the people that they don't like and consider to be enemies. But they get a pass every single time.
They can
literally pimp out kids and no one does anything.
Nope.
No one says anything.
Nope.
There's no outrage mobs forming around
they
these people's
houses.
They can
shuffle $100 million
over to
wherever.
They're safe when they're out walking around on the streets. And it's incredible how upside down everything is right now.
Just think about it. Look at all the dirty stuff these people are doing. Moving $100 million in donations just like nothing. You know?
Yeah.
And then here we are. You know, the way that we're attacked. It's just everything is upside down. You know.
A couple of more of these here. Mr. Wright with a diamond says, Vera account right now, 1488. There you go. Shadow government with a diamond.
1.5.
Must turn off faucet of God to make a golem. Is that what it says? Am I reading that right? Must turn off faucet of God. Faucet of God to make a golem. I know what a golem is. It's that little clay creature that the Hebrews believe in, right? Prayers, is it, in its mouth or something, and it does it, but... I'm not sure I follow the turn off faucet of God. Do you know that reference? Well, anyway, thank you, Shadow Government. Sorry for missing that. Cyber Surfer, I think it is, with a diamond says, the few YT girls. I'm just thinking YouTube, YT. What is that? Few YT girls in cuties have... we'll have black boyfriends,
of course. Of course.
White, probably. It's just a spelling error. Okay, the few white girls in QTs. Okay, I get you now.
That's the whole thing.
We'll have black boyfriends, I bet, too.
Pushing the ghetto culture as something sexy and hot and you want it.
I thought it was wasn't it a French production or something
like that? I thought I saw
something
about that. I saw these
maybe they redid it or maybe they dubbed it or I don't know. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. It's there now.
Cornered Space Alien with a Diamond says, If a date asks, do you get that one? If a date asks, and then there's a second one from Cornered Space Alien says, date ask to Netflix and Chili. Date asks to...
Yeah, I don't get these.
let me read that from the beginning. My brain is fried because we're coming out at the end of the
second hour here.
Cornered Space Alien says, if a date asks, and then it's a second diamond, where it says, date asks to Netflix and... I think it's Chili. And then a third one, where it says, tell Netflix, Flixy. Sorry, man, I just... a fourth one. Messed up. Okay, there we go. Messed up with the send button. Apologies. There we go. No worries, man. It's okay. Sorry. It's just, I'm trying. You know, to try to give you.
By the way,
of the doubt,
Cuties, but, yeah. The writer or the front woman who they are saying that's behind it is a French. She's from Senegal, I think it is. Yeah.
I thought it was a
black woman.
Dual citizen?
I think there is one too behind it. There's a couple. Of course, there are always.
41 BMC. Yeah. Sorry about that. I guess I didn't butcher anything then, Cornered Space Alien, but I tried. No worries, man. Shit happens. 41 BMC with the diamond says cancel Netflix, Hulu, and other trash programming.
Yep. Don't pay for it. Stop paying for it.
Just stop it.
Really irritates me when I hear, "Ooh, have you seen this on Netflix?" Like, just get out of my face. I don't want
to. If you're not a Red Eyes member and you're paying for Netflix,
exactly.
Right. Mr. Wright with a Ninja Gini says, give POC Colorado. You get it back when they run out. You get it back when they run out of rats. Thank you for the Ninja Gini, sir. I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Rust West with a diamond says, Lana, please hook Jason Noah Kilt up with someone.
Yeah, he needs that, doesn't he?
Hassan D with a diamond. Keep up the good work. Stay safe out there, chat. Indeed. Thank you, Hassan. Purist777 does first a lemon, and then an ice cream, and then a diamond, and then a Ninja Gini, and holy smokes. Thank you, Purist777. Ninja Gini says, hope you all have a good weekend. Well, thank you. And, of course, then he sends a Ninjet as well. Thank you, Purist777, so much. Really appreciate that. Thank you for your support. Man, really mean that. Thank you. And he says... Well, with the Ninja Gini, he says, hope you all have a good weekend. Same to you, sir. And with the Ninjet. Awesome. Thank you. He says, I was going next door. I was next door neighbors with Philip Zelkov. 9/11 Comish dual citizen out of our great ally, I guess Israel, in 01, so 2001. If I only knew at the time. Oof. Interesting. Philip Zelkov, right? 9/11 Commission. That's what you're writing, of course. Okay. 9/11 Commission. Sorry, butchering that. Next door neighbor with that guy, huh? Philip Zelkov. 9/11 Commission, dual citizen, back in 2001. Wow. Jesus. Yeah, I should have recorded some some conversations with that dude, huh? Interesting. Wow, that's crazy, Pyrrhus. Thank you for the support. Really appreciate it. Another Ninja Gini from Evolutionist Jesus. He says, not the first lefty pedo, Anthony Weiner, Scott Weiner, H.L. Moody, the Clintons, too many to list.
Yeah. That's right. There's a lot of them.
There is a lot of them.
And someone had said, well, why isn't this being shut down? How is this illegal? It's because these people run the show and they run the entertainment industry. It's all these sickos that are in charge and they're pointing the fingers at us.
Yeah,
that we're the problem.
And then you get an outrage mob. And I think that this is, you know, obviously very, very justified in this case. You get it and it's online and it's on Twitter and it's, you know, people talk about it on their shows and stuff like that. But then you from the mainstream media, you get that pushback that we saw. You get all these, Nazis are, these Nazis are worried about the kid. Now they're worried about the children.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
cause I want my daughter acting like a total tramp at age 8, like air humping
they do, because
and doing
it fits,
web porn.
Fits right into
like,
their,
great.
Right into their, agenda.
Can you imagine where that
like
girl will be at 18?
Huh?
You know, can you imagine where she would be at 18 if these girls are doing this at like what, age 10?
Well,
my God.
Maybe this dead
of
heroin overdose. How about that? And of course, you do these kids are abused and stuff, and then they go on to abuse other kids.
Okay.
And, you know,
it's just a dance. They're just
we know what
butt.
This is about. All right. A couple more here. D. Buscemi. I think it is. D. Buscemi with a diamond. Thank you. Ober Groiper with a Ninja Gini. Thank you, sir. No message. Michael with a diamond says, Hail, Henrik and Lana. MLLRH, which is much love and respect and all that good stuff. Thank you, sir. Votan mit uns. Indeed. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Cornered Space Alien with a Diamond says, tell any Netflixer there. Tell any Netflixer they're a pedo.
There you go. Yeah, cancel it. Glenn the Chinaman, our resident Chinaman, even says, cancel Netflix and subscribe to Weekend Warrior.
There you go. Glenn. Yep, there you go. Thank you, Glenn.
We have a Chinaman who's a bigger supporter than some of these people paying for Netflix.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Red Ice.
Thank you, Glenn. Good to see you.
Yeah, hope Glenn's you're doing well. Awesome.
All right, so I wanted to
show... He can hang out in the ethno state.
I wanted to show a little bit from this there with the BLM issue, right? But basically... You know, we've covered this now the last couple of weekends, right? Over the last few months. And it just continued. It just, in some regards, it gets worse and worse. It never ends. And in many regards, of course, the franchises that they do strike and, you know, the businesses that they destroy and stuff like that, you get weird things where even the businesses themselves go on and side with
BLM. I called it. I knew it. When I saw that, I said, don't worry, it's probably a leftist who supports this power black supremacy anyway, so, you know.
So some of that happened in Rochester, New York, where diners terrorized by BLM and the restaurant sides with the rioters. And they made statements about this. They were trying to say, well, they, it's very... hard, what our community is going through. So
I'll just
it's
pay
okay.
higher just insurance a, rates. It's part of my white privilege.
We lost a couple of glasses and some dishware. It's fine kind of thing. But it's like, no, because your patrons, those who were at the restaurant, they were attacked. Mm-hmm. They ended up having to leave and shit like that. Yeah. There is some footage of this here, too. I'm sure you guys saw that. But check out this little compilation here of what they did to diners in Rochester. Bad music choice, I guess. But, oh, buffer.
It's loading.
Buffer, buffer, buffer. I'm telling you, something is not right with my computer here today. All right, here we go.
Just randomly accosting people. Hang on. See, Black Power now or we'll shoot you.
The lady says, no one is going to hurt you. And it's like, yeah, right.
It's already happened.
You always have that one, no, stay calm. It's just a loud-mouthed female. Yeah. But then they, you know, the 15 males sneak up behind you and like hit you over the head with an iron
knock
bar
you
or
out
something.
With
you know,
a brick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's obviously a winning strategy, this, that they're getting more and more people on their side by doing this kind of stuff, right?
And there's all these people that bailed without paying their bill, too. They're like dine and dash during all this.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, yeah.
Put it on my white privilege, man.
Yep.
If you don't give us our shit! If you don't give us our shit!
Give us our shit! Give us our shit! I'm just gonna go bother these white girls here and like... Yep. Hopefully they're liberals, white liberal females, and they get a taste of the future that they're supporting.
Maybe not after this.
That's what I hope.
And the restaurant owners were just like, yeah, this is okay. You can attack the paying customers. It's just some dishware.
It reminds me
hurt.
Of the guy in Norway who was raped by a migrant, and then the migrant got deported because of it, and he felt bad for the migrant.
Right, yeah.
God! There's just, I mean, how deep are these people going to take it? It's amazing.
Bend over for the D.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's no problem.
Get out of here.
Is constant threats that it's just like it's always give us your shit, give us that house, give us that money, give us that fine European coat, just give us shit. Like that's all it ever is. Give us stuff. And then when all that stuff runs out, then what?
Yeah.
You know?
Then and here's more. Was this part of the compilation? Proceeds just ran through the outside dining at Ox and Stone, smashing glasses, flipping tables. Is this part of the same? Let's see.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it's part of the same compilation.
There's been a few of these going around, too.
And then it's like,
different restaurants.
Black Power, you know? And it's like, yeah, this is totally fine. Remember even people like, what's the Israeli front woman's name? Haley, Nikki Haley. Remember she was like, well, until everybody hurts as much as they have, then this is this needs to happen, basically. Comments like that, right?
There are it's black incredible. People that are being oppressed and hurt. Please, they were given every opportunity. Just because a couple of them are struggling and don't have money. Like, white people don't? Like, oh, white people just get whatever they want and have tons of money to do whatever they want with? Please.
So there's some other adjacent stories to this here, too. Wealthy 20-year-old arrested for role in Black Lives Matter riot that cost $100,000 in damage.
I know, I saw that.
Now, there are a lot of people. There's a really powerful kind of elite family out of Maryland. I forget their name now. Lovett or something like that. Lovett something is a double name. Some of their kids were recently caught being part of some of these BLM Antifa riots and protests and stuff like that.
Their mommy and daddy will take care of it.
Anyway, many of them, of course, they have a family history of being very, very progressive and, you know, doing all the things which has now led us to the point where we are, essentially.
Yeah, she was smashing, like, Starbucks windows and ATMs and all this stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of a... Of course, you do have an element which is just, like, kind of... You have an element which is not this, but in many regards, this element, the wealthy younger white kids are you know, there are like hardcore communists and stuff like that. It's those who have never lifted a finger in their lives.
Never,
you know, like,
had hardship.
Truly privileged in that sense. Yeah. No, and I'm
silver
fine with that.
I don't
give a shit if their parents had a good life and they give that onto their kids or whatever. I don't care about it. But it's like, yeah, well, give up all of your stuff. Then.
They never
like,
do. That's why
house
that's
them
why
in your
I'm
house,
glad that these
these refugees we're talking about.
These black Marxists are putting pressure on these white liberals. Okay, then give us all your money, all your houses, all your cars. Yeah, let's see it.
Yeah, Clara Krieber was arrested after a barrage of destruction in Manhattan's Flatiron District last Friday. The group was spotted chanting every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. Her group carried signs saying "Death to America" and "Free all prisoners." Now
her family gets rich from America, then it's like "Death to America."
Yeah, it's incredible, right? They never know what they do have, and not that you know what America is or whatever is like the greatest thing ever. But
no,
but it's
they
given,
got rich from it.
It's given a lot of people, you know, a lot of opportunities or whatever. But then it sours, right? It's part of that cycle that if you haven't fought for it yourself in a way, you do not appreciate it.
No, remind people, Karl Marx, same thing. He never worked a day in his life. He was a lazy slob, and his kids were neglected. He lived in filth. I mean, the guy was just disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, if Marx would have been around today, I mean, he lived in right in Vienna, right at the time, like the you know, this like. Living in Hollywood Hills or something like that. You know, like
and
rich,
his kids were still starving.
And, yeah,
because he was hoarding it all for his fat ass.
He was going to set everything on fire. They love burning shit, right? Okay, let me do a couple more of these here. Where are we? Black Phillip with the diamond says, check out the Rotten Tomatoes score for Cuties. Mm. What the fuck? Well, don't they have divided it in two different sections now?
Yeah.
One is like critic score.
It was like 90%, and then the people score was like 5%.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see if I can pull it up. But yeah, they do. And they started doing that after a while, right? Because Rotten Tomatoes, when there was truly bad SJW shit, it got ratioed super quick. So then they started, these uneducated plebs, they don't know what they're doing. Let's bring in the professional critics here, right? And give them their own bracket.
Yep.
Midnight Sun with a Ninjagini. Thank you, says Lana. I used to live in Oregon and missed the natural beauty. You ever consider moving back and where?
Not anymore. Not Oregon. Oregon, but there are really beautiful areas. I mean, I grew up in Bend, Oregon, which is gorgeous, you know.
Yeah.
There still are places outside of Portland. I mean, the whole state is beautiful, but outside of Portland, it's not as many shit libs. There are still some normal people out there.
Yep, yeah, indeed. Shroon with the diamond says Bastille Day. I don't know if there's a clue with a capital B and A in the beginning, but yeah, I mean it's getting closer, right? It's getting closer. I don't know, the French Revolution. I mean, most things are back. Or do you mean what is it? June 17th? Is that what you're talking about? Like Bastille Day? Like that? It's like a thing that might happen on that date or something. When is the Bastille Day? It's June 17th, right? Isn't it, or something like that?
I'll look.
I think it's in June, if I remember correctly. I think we had the one of the terrorist attacks on Bastille Day in Nice. Anyway, but yeah, the, I
July 14th.
July 14th. There you go. I know it was June or July. Some of this shit has been going on since the insanity of the French Revolution and the Paris Commune and all this stuff. I mean, the madness has struck that at that stage, and it's just never left. It's part of these left wing Marxist groups, you know. Insanity, mental insanity. Virginian Drifter with a diamond says Netflix and kill a Netflix and kill, and then in parentheses a leftist disgusting company. Netflix and kill a leftist. Is that a company? Disgusting company. You're talking about Netflix or anyway. Sorry, Virginian Drifter. I'm not sure I follow that, but thank you for that. But yes, it is a disgusting company. I agree. Hassan
put out total filth. I just don't understand why some people get into. Oh, it's okay. I just overlook all the leftist anti-white stuff and can just still sit there and be entertained. Like, no. I just don't understand. I can't watch any of this crap without getting super triggered because you see everything that they put in there.
I mean, occasionally it's can be fun to watch something
for just, study for, or for something. Studying but it or something like that. You don't have to pay for it.
No, of course not. And then if you you know, there's other ways, but also if you're consuming it just for the sake of consuming it. There's so many good shows online these days and so much good documentaries that you can watch, nature shows stuff, and wholesome things. And oh, exactly, older stuff. Watch the older stuff, right?
Why get slimed by that stuff, you know? Ugh.
Hassan D with the diamond says, it's Hassan D, not some Middle East Hassan D. Well, there you go. Welcome, Hassan D. Good to have you here. Uber Groiper with a Ninja Genie says, love your show. Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you so much. Great of you to be here and joining us today. Uber Groiper again with the Ninja Genie. Thank you. No message. Hebe Kijkberg with, I think it's Hebe Kijkberg with a diamond says, have a great weekend, everybody. Absolutely. Same to you guys. We have a couple of more short things here we'll do, and then we'll start wrapping up here. Just a quick mention of this here. It was a op-ed piece in Revolver News by a former CIA officer. Who basically talked about the violence will explode if Trump wins re-election.
Isn't it mind-blowing how Trump isn't, what has he done? He's not even extreme. He's not a fascist by any means. And these people are just taking it like.
They want him out.
It's amazing.
They want him out. What
has he done?
It's not about that. It's about the fact that it's out of left field from the agenda. You know?
Ooh, he's mentioned Antifa a couple times. Well, nothing's happened to them.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Unrest will continue even if Biden wins because mob will try to take full control of his administration. Exactly. I mean, so this shit is just coming. Kind of a warning here. Sam Faddis is a former CIA officer and who kind of spoke out about that. The violence will explode and stuff. It's a longer piece in Revolver News. But yeah, just wanted to mention it that many people inside of intelligence and law enforcement and stuff, they see that this will not by any means slow down. It will just continue. And then when you look at the faces of Marxism, you understand why. You know, the people talk about this.
Something
that, you know,
really
the,
looks off the, on all their faces, huh?
The external is a reflection of the internal. And, you know, there's these walls of Antifa mugshots that we've seen now. You know,
Freakazoids.
Andy Ngo does a good job posting those and stuff like that. But in many regards, you look at that and just
yeah,
like,
I saw one today
where
the woman
on here?
Literally was possessed, looked like for something from The Exorcist. People were showing side-by-side pictures. I was yep.
Top left, second top left. That has to be photoshopped. Right?
That has to be an alien.
That's the cornered space alien right there. there we go. It's one of the. Yeah, it's
I
one
am
of those,
really human.
Exactly. Put a skin suit over a gray that almond shaped head.
A lot of this is like Men in Black. Yeah, aliens trying to be humans or something. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Like all of them are freakazoids.
We come with Marxism. All right.
But you should be scared of cute blonde girls with braids. That's the real problem. Oh, my God. Lies. Or these housewives. Oh, my God.
Tell us about this one.
Yeah, I just happened to see this. Sadly, I didn't even know this, but there was a Proud Boy guy who was hit by an Antifa driver while he was at a memorial service. Not much coverage. The memorial was for Aaron J. Danielson, the man who was shot dead last week in Portland after the Trump rally, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then that Antifa guy was shot dead himself by the cops because he tried to pull a fast one on them. But yeah, compare this to what happened at Seville. You know, we never hear the end of James Fields, but there have been several people on the right who have been plowed over by cars, and we just don't hear anything about it.
Nope.
So as Peter Brimlow, who's great here, is pointing out, still waiting. crickets. There was a couple little local news reports, and that was it.
You know, these people cover for murder. They're cover for murder. The people in the mainstream media, they antagonize these groups. They drive wedges between everybody. They whip up hysteria, complete frenzy. And then these groups go on to actually kill people, and they cover for them. Yep. And they just, nope, this is fine. This is totally fine.
He's not alive, but he had some damage to his head, I think his brain. Yep. So, I mean, it's serious. You have to watch your back with these people. They're getting crazy violent.
Yep, it's crazy. Okay, quick mention about this too. I just thought of a thing. I mean, there's some issues with Betsy DeVos, but I know the left criticizes her like crazy and they're completely hysterical over the issue. But they did pass here, or with her help, the Department of Education, a rule Wednesday that expands religious liberty protection on college campuses and also allows the Department of Education to suspend or entirely cut funding to colleges that violate the First Amendment. Now, weaved into this, I know that there was this issue too where the conservatives said, oh, free speech on campus, and this is great. This is a while ago, right? This is great, free speech on campus, and I agree. But then you realize it was more of an anti-BDS thing than it was actually pro-free speech. Mm. But this is an updated version of this, and although that might be part of that issue, and I'm not 100% certain that that is, this might be a completely separate issue altogether, but discussions like this have been had before. But it was basically like, by banning BDS, we're saying religious freedom, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But the issue that I honed in on here was this issue that if you have these goddamn universities, they're banning people, they're silencing people, you can't take certain classes, you can't do X, Y, Z, whatever. If they're in violation of the First Amendment, anybody who's on that university or on that in that college or whatever, then cut their funding.
Yeah,
they're violating government
law,
the Constitution,
cut it off.
The amendments, and so therefore just make sure that you don't fund them anymore. Yeah, right? It's about time that shit like this starts happening.
It's just, how can you not be anti-government at this phase when you hear of where all taxpayer money is constantly going? It's just sickening, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and I saw this one real quick too. New York Times. It just keeps coming, right? With these, instead of talking about that guy who was run over, or a good story about the guy who was murdered in cold blood on the streets of Portland for having politically different views, whatever. We reviewed more than 900 officials and executives in prominent positions and found that just 20% identify as Black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, multiracial, or otherwise a person of color. Here are the faces of power in America today, right?
God.
So they're doing a whole an merch from Revenge of the Sis from Nightwear Radio said it. Can I see some of the last names on that list?
Yeah, exactly.
Please?
I was just going to say, are they going to do that list?
No. Because you know that's part of it. You know all these powerful white people. Oh my God.
turn out they're a dual citizens.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, and this one is just crazy shit like this. Abortion is too said. She
lefties
cuts
attract these crazy people. I'm telling you.
Let me read that headline. Abortionist who said she cuts baby vocal cords before abortion so they can't scream loses medical license.
Like when
it's about time she loses that license.
Screaming,
but not for that.
So
I think,
what?
Right?
What age is she aborting them at? What month along then?
Well, they're
That's
doing what Northam
late,
said,
late
which
term.
Is up, which is oh we deliver the baby and then we'll kill it. Remember?
Yeah,
they're
I don't
talking
know.
About what that. Late term, late, okay, not only late term abortion, it's post delivery
infanticide. Yeah. These people are sick.
Back in
baby
2018,
baby killers, kid rapists. You know, it's all happening.
I mean, again, I'm not one to overuse like the term satanic and stuff like that, but these people are they're satanic. These people, they're like. They're monsters. These are
there are some doctors and surgeons that go into this field though too because they enjoy cutting people up.
This was on Twitter. This is back in 2018, right? She had some argument with someone on Twitter, and she said no, you know, about something. You know, fetuses can't scream, right? I transect the cord first so that there's really no opportunity. So she's admitting. Okay, well, if you've delivered, you know, they can then. If they get oxygen in.
Yeah,
right,
why would she even bother?
Even if they're even far enough along to have a larynx, I won't apologize for performing medicine. That's some baby-killing medicine. There we go. I'm also a uterus ripper-outer, if that's how you'd like to describe hysterectomy.
It's
these people.
I don't know how people like this can sleep. Yeah, there's some women that get off on this stuff, right? Abortions or killing babies.
I'm telling you, this whole industry with these people, they're drinking they're drinking the stem cells from these fetuses.
Oh, there's clinics where they injecting that stuff.
They're doing all kinds of potions and concoctions. And yeah.
Vampires.
Like the foreskins of young boys were like used in facial creams for women and stuff. Like all this sick shit.
That's right.
MRC-5 stem cells in vaccines, right?
Away from it all.
And I covered the story back in Inogos and like, oh, well, that's been debunked and it's not really happening anymore. And then you look at the actual, the reference, the sources that they used for saying this is debunked, and they have a hyperlink. You click in on the link and you look at it, and there's nothing that says that they've stopped using this. They just talk about, well, we can't pay money to a young woman to entice her into having an abortion and then use that. We can't be unethically in that sense, right? That was the only, your hands on these cells, these stem cells, you still use it for the vaccines. It. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course they are.
It's crazy, right?
The fact is, too, these girls that go and have these abortions, they don't know where the stuff goes afterwards. It could go anywhere.
No.
People will be selling it off. They're doing stuff with it.
Quick couple of stories. Donald Trump nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I saw this Norwegian MP, by the way, vehemently attacked for this crazy, kooky right-wing guy, right? And he seems kind of
it's only okay when it's Obama, right?
He seems all right. Well, exactly. In reality, Trump has actually done more than Obama had. And he got the Peace Prize for doing nothing. It was an interview with
just
a guy
just for being
here too.
Half black, right? That's why he got it.
He was talking about why. But again, I believe anybody can nominate. You need a certain set of people backing it up or something like that. But I believe anybody can nominate anybody. But he did say a good thing. And he brought up this thing. No one questions if a scientist get a Nobel Peace Prize or a Nobel Prize in anything, in science or anything. There's no process where you look at the person's,
what
tweets they have done or something.
What was the one of the DNA guys who they were trying to take his Nobel Prize back because he was talking about how racial differences exist? This happened not too long ago.
Yeah, no, that's true. They preemptively went back. And was it the Nobel Prize? I think it was that, right? He ended up selling it or something like that to get money. That's true. So it was he retroactively got canceled and kind of thing. But, okay, and there are examples like that, I guess. But he made the point. I guess we can listen to it real quick. Let's just do that. This is one of the things I want to end with here. Let's see what he said.
Disagreement.
James Watson. Sorry.
James Watson, was it? Yeah.
The peace agreement that he negotiated or facilitated between Israel and UAE.
Oh, no, that's right. Then it's the first. Oh, he brought peace to Israel. No. That's why I don't mean it.
Are you serious?
Oh man! I mean, there's more things than that, but the fact that he brought that up is number one, and the UAE thing, and yeah, I mean, North Korea, I'd say that's a good thing. The fact that he didn't start any he did bomb Syria again and stuff like that, but unlike Obama, who actually started three new wars or something like that, Libya, a number of them, right? Anyway, let's see what it says.
And an agreement that can be
audio from this guy is horrible.
And look at
turn off your notifications, man.
And wealth and work and labor and of course could be very good for the whole region. Also for
Yeah, man.
And I think people should recognize that it's not a small thing to achieve.
All right, fuck you. Your audio is horrible. I'm sure you're an awesome right wing politician there in Norway, but let's end with on a high note here.
Babbling Biden
he makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when follow through, the exact opposite.
What?
I'm telling you.
He makes his wild claims
so
and
fun.
Hopes.
It's so fun.
He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when follow through, the exact opposite.
Wow, incredible.
I find this guy so entertaining, He's such a turncoat. He just says whatever tells him to say.
Yeah.
He's a senile old man. I don't even think he knows what the hell's going on. I don't even think he knows he's running for president at this point.
Not at this point.
It is going to be Weekend at Bernie's,
Yeah,
and then
definitely.
Crazy Kamala's going to take over. And by the way, Kamala was a huge supporter of that pedophile state senator in California there.
The NXIVM shit or something? Scott Wiener. Oh, of course. Yeah,
totally.
Of course.
Like all behind that guy.
That's
so
crazy. All right, let me read these last super chats, and then I have one clip. I showed you briefly, but there's a nice little story. This is what some of these crazy evil white people do in their communities, right? It was a young kid, 3-year-old, who was going up on a guy's driveway every time they walked by. I think it was early in the morning or something like that. He drove up and took a little ride with his little bike up on his driveway and stuff like that. And so the guy who owned the driveway got an alert through his camera thing app, surveillance camera thing, and he saw that the kid was driving up there every day. So he decided to build a little racetrack for the kid. Right? So we'll end with something wholesome here. But let me do these first. We're over here. 41, BMC, Diamond, no message. Thank you, Shroon, Diamond, defund communism. There you go. No White Guilt with a, and I don't think that's on Jason's account, but we'll take it. With the Diamond says, don't y'all listen to the crypto report. Do y'all listen to the crypto report with Asmodor? Is he coming on after, or maybe he's going on right now? Check that out, folks. Gruber with a diamond, slow burn. Well, there you go. Thank you so much for that. I guess we can end with that then, the little video. But otherwise, thank you, boys and girls, for watching today. Thank you for being here with us. Always good to be with you, spending these Fridays here. But of course, if you do want more, check out our websites. We do another live stream. I do another live stream Wednesdays, No Go Zone. That's live at 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central European time. We have Weekend Warrior coming up next that we go through and all that good stuff. Prepare for Saturdays, recorded on Sundays, and then usually up late Sunday, possibly early Monday on redicemembers.com as well. Members website, check that out. Good way of supporting us. And then we do have some other videos. We have interviews still in the pipeline. I actually have a lot of ideas of people that I want to get booked in. So
yeah, get back on that train.
A lot of things coming actually in the pipeline there. So stay tuned, guys. Red Ice TV, redicemembers.com. I guess I should open, before we play that nice wholesome video, let me open up the chest. Let's see what we have in there today, boys and girls. And I'd like to double that, put some extra lemons in there. We have about 800. Well, like let's put in like 1600. How about that? That we get some distribution here. Okay, heads up, 2,300 lemons coming your way, guys. And thank you again for everyone for super chatting or sharing the show. If you can't super chat, if you can't be a member, despite everything. But a reminder again, like it's time to cancel Netflix and sign up for a membership at redicemembers.com if you haven't already. Okay. But yeah, thank you to everyone super chatting and stuff like that. Always good to see you guys here. And we'll be back, as I said, with much more soon. Let's see who's in the top five before we play our video. Anything else, Lana, we should go out on here before we wrap up?
I know of. Probably afterwards, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this, and that it was whatever.
Knew it. I called. I was going to say, my guess, Mr. Nosberg, my psychic lady senses.
Oh, you see them? Right. You see them? Oh, yes, you go through them. Popped up.
Mr. Nosberg. Second, the Karvaki.
Karvaki.
Okay, you know this one, so you see this. And then Robbie 164 and Dixon Uranus.
Dixon Uranus. Yep.
And Roar.
All right, awesome. All right, thank you, boys and girls. Pleasure being with you today. Have a happy weekend. Happy Friday, everybody. Don't drink too much. Stay safe. Keep fighting.
Right.
Keep up the
Watch
chin
your
up.
Back. And don't we'll relax. Keep, we'll unless you're at home on the couch. And even then, sometimes you can't relax.
Yeah, no Netflix. No Netflix. All right, check out this video. Wholesome stuff.
actually used a rear stand from the 848, and I took all of y'all's advice, but I thought you'd appreciate this. I was able to get like a nice little course. Also, taking some of Keith's advice, I used up more of the driveway. We have the back straight, assuming that the three-year-old can read, and slow, and then we turn, and then eyes up, because you know he's not looking. Another little rumble, and then for the win. Ching, ching, winner, winner, chicken dinner. So, yeah. I don't know who's having more fun with this, him or me.
All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that wholesome stuff. We'll see you guys next time. Take care. Stay safe, everybody. Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.